Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Ah, it is good to hear that. Though it is Christmas Eve, but it is Christmas nonetheless. And for this evening, I have a story to share from you. I don't know if many of you know this about me, and this is something I will have over you for a while, until such a time that we know you too well, Pastor Ford. You'll be like, I know all of your stories. But until then, I have a new story for you this evening. For you see, when I was growing up, I was part of the Boy Scouts of America. And this was a tradition. Every time Christmas came around, our scoutmaster came and he would tell us this story. And so as he told it to me, I'm telling it to you. Fact, he never once got through this story without crying. Also fact, I've never gotten through this story without crying, so if I start going to tears, just bear with me. This is the legend of the Christmas Scout. It was told to me by the small boy whose faith in the story was absolute. He showed me a toy airplane and said emphatically that it came from the Christmas Scout. The Christmas Scout was returning on Christmas Eve from a party with his relatives, where he had received all his gifts. He had a sled full of presents, just the things he had been hoping for. And although it was cold, he was warm because he was wearing the new ski jacket, which he had been hinting. It was his favorite gift. In spite of everything, he was not happy. This is because it had been his first Christmas without his brother, who had, during this year, been the tragic victim of a drunk driver. His brother had been a good scout and a fine example to him, and an even better brother. The Christmas Scout had taken a shortcut through the flats, hoping that he might meet some people in his patrol who had lived there with their widowed mother. This was the section of town which many of the poor lived. His patrol leader, one of the best scouts in the troop, had to work hard. Not that the Christmas Scout was rich. His family was only a step above the flats. He hiked down the street. The Christmas Scout caught a glimpse of the tree and decorations in many of the homes. He had no intention of prying, but suddenly in one glimpse, he had seen a shabby room with two limp stockings. Hanging above an empty fireplace, there was a woman seated near them weeping. The stockings reminded him of the way he and his brother had always hung them side by side. But they had always found them the next morning, full to brimming. Then he had remembered he had not done his good turn for that day. He knocked on the door. Yes, said the voice from inside. May I come in? I am a scout. You are very welcome, she said, but I cannot help you. I have nothing, not even for my own children. Well, you see, that is why I'm here, he replied. You are to choose whatever you need from my sleigh. Why, God bless you, she answered. My little boys will be very happy. She took some candies, a game, a toy airplane, and a puzzle, and then she took the new official flashlight. The scout almost cried out, but he did not. He saw that the stockings were full and turned to go. Why won't you tell me your name? She asked. Just call me the Christmas Scout, he replied. He was glad to have done the good turn, but he was not really any happier. He had seen that his sorrow was not the only sorrow in the world. before he had gone out of the flats that night, he had given the remainder of his toys away. The ski jacket had gone to a boy who had none at all. He trudged homeward, cold. He had given his presents away, and he could think of no explanation that he could give his family that would seem reasonable. He wondered how he could make them understand. His parents tried to be patient. "But son, don't you see how foolish this is?" his mother said. His father was firm. "You have made your choice, son. You know we cannot afford to give you any more gifts." The Christmas scout realized that he must have seemed foolish in the eyes of his parents, and even to a degree in his own. His brother gone, his family disappointed. He suddenly felt dreadfully alone. He had not thought to be rewarded for his generosity, for it was the wisdom of his young life. He knew that it was a good deed should always be its own reward. It would be tarnished otherwise. He did not want his gift back. The Christmas scout thought of his brother and sobbed himself to sleep. The next morning, he came down to find his parents listening to the Christmas programs on TV when the announcer spoke. "Merry Christmas, everyone. The nicest Christmas story we have had this morning comes to us from the flats. It appears that a crippled boy down there has a new sled this morning. Another youngster has a fine ski jacket. And several families have reported that their children have been made happy by the visitation of a Boy Scout who gave no name, but simply referred to himself as a Christmas Scout. The boy with the jacket declares that the scout gave it to him off his own back. No one can identify him. But the children of the flats are claiming that the Christmas Scout was the personal representation of Santa Claus himself. The Christmas Scout felt his father's arm around his shoulder, and he saw his mother smiling at him through the tears. "We are proud of you, son." The Christmas Scout caught his breath. "Mother, father," he cried, "this is the happiest Christmas after all." The carols came over the air, filling the room with music. "And praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth." Oh, sorry, it gets me every time. Once again, I thought, like, no, I'll make it through. I can do the story, and I cannot cry, and nope. It gets me. It gets me every time. But what a fantastic story. Truly to personify the idea of it is not better to give than to receive, yes? How wonderful. I love this story. A major takeaway might seem that the Christmas spirit is to go and to give to those who have none, that we should go and be more charitable in this season. See, I like that. But we all know that that isn't true. That's not the point of Christmas. If we were to put ourselves in the story, it would be foolish to think that we are the Christmas Scout. No, no, no. We are the widow who has nothing for his children. We are the flats that are poor. Spiritually poor, that is. And yet, in this time of Christmas, in this time of giving, it is Christ who comes. Perhaps he does not give us a sled full of toys, nor the jacket off his back. But as we remember here in this nativity scene, as we see this small babe, we are reminded of where this Christmas story is ultimately going. This small babe, Christ, will ultimately go. And to his disciples, he will say, "Take, eat. This is my body. Take, drink. This is my blood." He will go to Calvary willingly and lay down his life for those poor in spirit, for you, for I, for the sinners of this world. What a fantastic gift. And perhaps it is cliche to see that Christ is our gift, but it's true. We, those poor in spirit who have nothing to give for ourselves, let alone our children or our neighbor, we are given the great gift that Christ gives us. Salvation poured out so freely, perhaps to the world, it seems foolish. And yet, those of us poor here have been made rich in Christ. And praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. Amen.